Rav, go ahead, please.
We see with each passing day, just how humanity is in a state of helplessness, the level of anger, stress, helplessness is going up. And indeed, hard for us to feel what these people are feeling, to identify with them completely, because we nevertheless receive some support. We have a view of the future that's coming, the reason for what's happening, which is happening in order to bring us to a higher level. For them, what's happening is seemingly driving everyone into the abyss. Parents are worried about their children. Why did we even bring them to this world? Why did we work so hard all this time? What's happening? The world is falling apart before our eyes. I'm receiving such emails and phone calls from people who make my heart break. Just imagine how much they feel that the world that used to be so nice and good a year ago, 6 months ago, what happened to it? They're talking now about how soon it's going to be total destruction. There'll be no food. We're approaching the fall and winter. We need to help all of humanity understand that these things are not happening in order to punish us. There are no punishments. It's not a punishment. The Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, and everything happens following the evil inclination. We only have to do as the messengers of the Creator in this world. We have to do our work. We have to explain to everyone, tell them what's happening, why, what for, how specifically, by taking this message correctly, responding to it, reacting to it correctly, we can easily turn this world into a good place. And in truth, we have no choice. Since either we're going to do it in the good way, the path of Torah, or the path of suffering through punishments. So just understand that we have the ability to assist nature. This is our work. Specifically now, when the signs of the coronavirus are growing stronger, we're approaching a second wave. There will be additional waves, and much more difficult at that. So we have to see here how we can assist humanity, all of us together, understand the purpose, the reason, the necessity for all these actions, and that it's all happening, it's all coming from the nature of the Creator, the good who does good, that is advancing us towards the good. Except we are immersed in our ego so deeply and are unable to feel this trajectory as moving in the good direction. But if each will help his friend, when we help one another, when we explain it more and more, each and everyone will explain it to others, what's happening here in truth. Then from the state of they have eyes and cannot see and have ears and cannot hear, we'll come to a state where we will hear and we will see. And then humanity will be happy about what the Creator is doing with it, and the Creator will be happy since we're doing our work loyally. So let's please think about it during the lesson, especially about our role. How did we get from the Creator the privilege to have a little bit of understanding, some feeling, to be the pioneers in this process, and that we have to talk about it and tell people about it and help everyone. And you'll see how much it is helping you immediately. We will receive both from the audience we're explaining to and from the Creator. From both ends, we will receive the support and we will continue, we'll carry on forward. So let's continue with our verses. The advantage of the land,
Balasulam Shamati, Article 34, we're reading excerpt number 5. Every form points to another form. Thus, all the descents where one feels that he has come to separation are an opportunity to discern between something and its opposite. In other words, from the descents, one should learn the benefits of the ascents. Otherwise, he would be unable to appreciate the importance of being brought near from above and the ascents that he is given. He would not be able to extract the importance that he could extract, as when one is given food without ever having felt hunger. It turns out that the descents, which are the times of separation, create the importance of adhesion in the ascents, while the ascents make him hate the descents that the separation causes him. In other words, he cannot assess how bad the descents are. When he slanders providence and does not even feel whom he is slandering, so as to know that he must repent for such a grave sin. This is called slandering the Creator. It follows that precisely when one has both forms, he can discern the distance between one and the other, as the advantage of light out of darkness. Only then can he assess and appreciate the matter of adhesion, by which the delight and pleasure in the thought of creation can be attained, being his desire to do good to his creations.
The Creator did us a great favor by creating the concealment. Otherwise, we would curse him to his face, deride him, talk down at everything we feel from him, and the concealment, the concealment over his existence, over the fact that there is no one besides him, and there is good, he's good and who does good, the concealment over that is helping us to grow up. Until When we choose in faith above reason, we come to a state where we receive the control or the authority of the Creator as good as it's written, the advantage of the land is everywhere. That's what we have to do. So, what can we add here? Read it again, Dudi. We have here a remedy. Tested and tried a remedy against everything, including that miserable virus. It's simple. Let's ascribe everything to the Creator, and immediately everything that we relate to Him truly becomes good. And the good does good. Meaning, on us is only to take each and every detail that Providence is revealing before us as, let's say, bad, because of our evil inclination. It flips from good to bad. All we have to do is say that they have eyes but can't see, they have ears but cannot hear, and that is the revelation of the Creator. But in me, it's happening because I'm inverted. Let's help one another. So we would feel that we are actually in the good world. How? In faith above reason. If there is none else besides Him and I receive from the Creator, it cannot be bad. Let's exert together and feel that it is not bad, but rather good. And we won't be in the feeling, but in the awareness, how important it is for me not to feel what I feel, but rather who am I receiving it from. And then the greatness of the one I receive from will cover everything that I previously felt as bad. And this is called love will cover all transgressions.
Доброе утро. Я услышал от вас, что мы можем общаться с Творцом.
I heard from you that we can be in contact with the Creator according to the state that we're in. And I start, well, to say a bit things about him. What is this state, actually? How do you rise from that when you curse the Creator in order to be active?
To blame the Creator for your bad feeling is the correct thing. First of all, it's an incorrect attitude from the outset. He created you as opposite of Him, because only from that state of oppositeness you can feel Him. From these two forms, darkness and light, you can compose the form of reality and then feel that you exist. And where do you exist? In what reality? Now you are as if from within a dream. As it's written, we were as dreamers. Those who come out of the hiding place, come out of the concealment, they say, we were as dreamers. So what can we say? We need as much as possible to try and get rid of this slumber. It will come. Another day, maybe even another month and another month, but we're all on the path, and each day we're taking steps forward. Give.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Вот согласно тому, что вы сказали в
Лоди Рав, according to what you said in the beginning of the lesson about what is awaiting us in the upcoming time that we have to explain to the world and help the friend justify everything and see it in faith by reason. The question is, of course we have to explain it to the world. You tell us this each and every day. But how do we help the friends? I care very much. I'm very concerned for my 10, for friends in the world. How can I help them? In a prayer, maybe in some corporeal way, prepare them somehow.
I need to see the friends an exaltedness of my feeling, my mood and high spirits, that I have confidence, that I embrace them, and from that I derive my confidence and my high spirits, and then I am not afraid of anything. Give them an example for what should be.
Ну, а пример я стараюсь дать им и уверенность. А что еще?
I do try to give an example and confidence, but what else? Maybe somehow we need to get organized corporeally.
No, first of all, that I'm afraid that if you're going to engage with something corporeal, you're going to get stuck there and forget about the spiritual principle. No. No, it's not recommended. Only give them, for the time being, more and more feeling of confidence out of the connection that you have.
And if we're talking about the whole world also needs to know.
Also the whole world. The whole world needs to feel this about you. Why bad? There's nothing bad. Only good. What's the problem? Nothing. Look how everything, how good everything is. Look what the Creator is doing with us. He's taking us, he's dragging us to the good state. Show them that. Show them that you're full of confidence and you're doing it. And start seeing inside this confidence. Confidence is the light of faith, is the light of chasadim. You'll begin to discover their spiritual world.
How
do I transmit to them that feeling of confidence?
You can do it because they respect you. And you must do it.
Rav, we see how difficult it is for us to see that he is good and doing good, or to see things above reason, or...
That's excellent. Excellent that this is so, because it's giving us an opportunity to accept him with faith above reason, with the force of bestowal, and not with the will to receive.
Yes, I understand it, that it's a benefit for us, but in our message to the world, how can we transmit this message in the right way to the world?
Don't explain it to the world in this way. A little bit. They shouldn't think you're delusional, but the world has no choice. The world has no other choice. You will see what will come. Unless they would grab hold to us, they will have nothing to hold on to, and life will be futureless without any prospect, any answer. There will be miserable. So with each passing day, we need to speak in a way that's clearer, more understood, more confident, certain, and give them room to hold on to us. And you'll see, they might cry out, we don't want, like little kids. But later, there will be no choice. They'll come and they'll look for ways to hold on to us, to be next to us. The world has nothing, nowhere else to be. You have no idea what's waiting for us. You will see what everyone is writing. What are the, what will be the financial situation, situation with food, climate problems. You'll see what will happen. And with each passing day, it seemingly accumulates. So you need to provide confidence, but not just confidence, because we see the direction that it's going in, that it's all in order to bring us to identification with the Creator, to come closer to connection between us, come closer to the good who does good. Start to explain, and you'll see that reluctantly, of course, not out of a good choice. If they had everything, all the good, they would not look at you. But the Creator is arranging such things for you in the world that the whole world will run to you. It's like a child who has nothing to do, and in tears is coming to his mom and is cleaving to her.
What's the slander in the Creator in this article?
במאמר הזה, מה זה אומר שהוא מקלל את הבורא?
זה תמיד ככה קורה.
This is always the case. There is no righteous person in the land inside his desire, meaning, and the desire constantly renews itself. So there's no righteous person who did good without first sinning. What does it mean, who does good without first sinning? He always starts from sin, because it's a new desire. He doesn't know, he doesn't understand, doesn't know, recognize it, always. If he later comes to the good, know that first he was in the bad. You hear that, Avram?
Well, can I ask another question? It's very interesting. Again? Okay, recently in my group, there's a, okay, we're talking about the slandering in our group. One friend, okay, maybe slander another great friend, and it caused a lot of trouble in our group. And I find an article in Rabash, the social writing, called the, I think it's number 10. It's talking about the slandering. How slandering between the friends and cause, okay, basically we slandering Creator. I don't know what's a slandering friend, a slandering Creator, what's the difference, but Rabash is really beautifully discussing that article, and I really recommend we study it, and I think all the world can learn a lot from there, how to perform, you know, unity in your group also can help the humanity, because humanity suffers a lot from slandering.
Dudi,
write what he's saying, we'll prepare the article and we'll study it. Look, I'll tell you, the development of slander is necessary, because through that we get to recognize our nature. So it has to be like this. It has to be like this. We will learn this article. But slander is all the evil in us. When I speak of others, of the Creator of the world, I curse everyone because I feel bad.
If you allow me, I'd like to go back to introduction of the lesson, your introduction, where you clearly stated where it was felt like this help for the people, and it positioned us in truly in between in the between the sources and creation, and this deficiency, how to bridge this gap between what we are talking about now and what the people can digest. And my question is about this: how does it actually work? Do we need to convince them in arguments, like how we are talking here together, or is it more like when they unite together, then they will find a solution, then they will find the right answer? So how should we adapt our tactics to this?
This is a gradual thing. We need to open it up. But to, in order to pass it to anyone who wishes to listen, we need to say that to the extent that I respect others, I come close to them, I try to be together with them, to that extent, I am correcting the world. And that's how we'll cause the coronavirus to disappear. This is clear. That's how it should be. It can't be otherwise, since otherwise we will never get rid of it. The coronavirus will leave us not when we find a remedy or a vaccine. It's a lie. It will disappear when we come to a certain level of connection between us. And when we come to that certain level of connection, it will disappear. And in its place, something else will come, worse than that. And we'll need to do the same towards that as well, to connect at a higher level, until it would disappear. And more things will come, and each time, through these viruses, these blows, we will advance.
Rav, what you are saying now, I totally feel it, I see it like this, I think all the friends here, if we speak to an ego that doesn't want to hear this, they cannot digest this. So, like when a child learns, you want that it is their experience, that they find this answer for themselves.
We are explaining to them about the solution. They don't need to find anything. They need only to be together with us, to try, to feel those things, that this is how they are, and cause greater connection between everyone. They don't need to become doctors or be doctors, experts in pharmaceuticals. Only connection.
When they are with us, then they will feel that this is so?
They'll have no other choice. They will have no other choice. And we need to explain to them simply and completely, together with that, that this is how the world is set up. The revelation of the evil inclination, the ego, comes like this coronavirus, and we have to cover it with the good. All transgressions will be covered by love. And each time more and more and more, until the angel of death will be revealed, and we will cover him with, as we call it, the angel of life. Let's hope soon in our days. Amen.
Buongiorno Rav. Oggi è sempre più evidente che tutti i mali del mondo vengono dalla separazione tra le persone. Allora, perché l'umanità non riesce?
Today it is more clear than ever that all the evil in the world comes out of separation between people. So why can't humanity find the solution in unity above everything else?
No one is looking for it there. They don't want it. Even we don't want it. Even we don't want it. If you're asking me, I don't discover in me this impulse towards connection that I want it, and I'm looking from day to night for more and more connection. No, it's always working against the desire, against the force. I have to do it this way. So what do you want from humanity? You want to do it from themselves, by their own will? Never. Baal Sulam writes, there will never be a situation where humans would want to be in love and connection, in the evil, in the good inclination, from themselves. It's always out of problems, and we have to thank the Creator that is creating such conditions for us where we can come to the revelation of evil, to the feeling of evil, and it's pushing us to look for the good.
Grazie.
Moscow 4.
Что означает быть в двух состояниях, вот, о которых пишет Бааль Сулам?
What does it mean to be in two states, as Бааль Сулам writes? It's simply that you have experience from one state, you can use in the other one, or simultaneously.
I want to be in both states, good and bad, together. I want to feel bad in my vessels of reception, and I want to feel good above it in the vessels, in my vessels of bestowal. Yeah, it's like we say, like we see the will to receive, restriction, screen, reflected light, and then above the will to receive, we build the paltsuf, the image of the Creator.
Latin 7.
Hola, Rav, amigos. Bueno, espero que...
Hello, Rav, friends. Hopefully the question is proper. How can we work with these opposite sensations that I have, mixed emotions? On the one hand, before the lesson, I'm okay, I justify the Creator and everything. But I enter the lesson and I'm being flooded by some kind of fear and it all becomes complicated.
Yes, I understand. Lack of connection with the group. That's what you're missing. Connection with the group. And then you'll be able to overcome all the problems.
Раф, вопрос от товарища. В чем именно должны объединиться и сблизиться люди во всем мире?
Раф, how should people specifically, how should they connect all over the world? In action, in thought, in what? Intention?
The main connection is in the intention. As it's written, everything will be clarified in the thought. And all the rest is the extent that you need in order to hold on to the thought. PT2.
In direct continuation to the friend in Moscow, we actually recommend to the masses who are not interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah and the purpose of creation, we recommend that they get up in the morning and think better of others, try to be a better person. Is that it?
Yes. All in the thought. Just do that. and they can follow that and see how beneficial it is. If a large mass of people will start to do it, it will be felt almost immediately.
There is always this issue that, as you said in the beginning of the lesson, this virus will go away. Let's say we did a good job, the virus will go away, then a stronger blow will come, right? So,
no, you'll be ready for it. Of course there will be additional blows, but there will not be blows. You will see it like the way the rooster sees the darkness before the dawn. And he begins to sing that it's his morning.
Galil West.
Rav, psychologically, we have a natural mechanism that says about bad things, this is not going to happen to me. How do we overcome that state in order to make a change?
Soon it will pass. You will feel with your own eyes how much these things are coming and they're settling on your flesh.
Buongiorno Rav, come possiamo spiegare alle masse che le azioni fisiche non cambieranno questo mondo, per esempio beneficenza, tutte queste cose, ma soltanto attraverso una nuova intenzione, un nuovo pensiero?
How will we be able to explain to the world that they're not going to make any changes with their hands and feet, but only with intention, with a new intention?
Because this is the force in nature. What will your hands and legs help you here? Nothing. All of our development, our evolution, we see that our physical exertion is not helping us here. Those forces of nature are more concealed, more subtle. We have to reach them. Those are the forces of intention, of thought. As it's written, everything will be clarified in the thought.
Rav,
Rav, what happened to us that we were searching each time for a new source of fulfillment and we couldn't succeed until in the end we saw no way to be filled up and we reached the wisdom of Kabbalah. We came to you, we heard you. Is this what will happen to the whole world? That they are now searching for fulfillment everywhere. Gradually all of these possible places for fulfillment disappear. Then they'll reach the same despair that we had.
It's written, there are many paths to the place. The place is called the Creator. So I can't say that everyone will follow a certain style that you, the way you painted for us. Rather, they will come, for sure.
Is this something that you also experienced when you started disseminating suddenly hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world came through? Is this something you also went through?
I started from zero. When I was with Rabash, there were six old people. That's it. When I asked Rabash what to do, he said, you need a society. And I said, this is the society. I heard they have a gathering of friends today. I didn't know what it is. I'll go. I said, don't go. I said, but it's written, it's so important. I said, okay, go. I went, came back. He said, well, how is it? I told him, you're right.
And when you started from zero, did you believe that this is going to happen?
No, but I read, I combed all the books and I saw what Baal Sulam writes. And if that is the case, then what should you do? Let's try to implement it, to realize it as much as possible. I started to give lectures, lessons everywhere. I printed books in Russian, in Hebrew, later in English.
If we do all of this work that you are now advising us to do in terms of dissemination, can this accelerate the process that humanity will go through in order to reach us? Or will it just be a state where it will prepare the ground for them, and when they will be ready, we will have something to give them?
If we don't do it, it will come out through the path of suffering, through great problems, including world wars. You think this is just like that? I'm telling you that our, even our little bit of our exertion in thought, in a few words, can replace bombs. Truly so.
Imaginons que le monde arrive à s'unir de plus en plus. Les coûts, comme par exemple le Covid.
Hello, Rav. Things are becoming more clear. The blows, for example, with the virus, they'll become stronger and stronger in order to check if we can connect more.
No, the blows could be much less than now. Except we would feel them more. The more we advance, the more we develop, then even one moment, as Baal Salam writes, one moment in this connection from the Creator will feel like a great disaster.
Excusez-moi, si vous me permettez encore une question, mon ami.
Another question?
Again, Jacob?
He says he has another question.
I didn't understand.
Another question.
Ah, okay.
Alors, imaginons que ce coup soit que si un jour notre communication Internet entre nous cesse, on n'a plus de connexion Internet. Comment rester connecté et quelles pensées et prières?
Let's say there will be blows like disconnection from the Internet. What kind of thought or prayer we have to hold on to in order to stay connected?
That you truly want to be connected with others in order to be with them as one man in one heart. And for that, you need this connection. Then this connection from the Internet will do good to you.
Должен ли мир работать с внутренними действиями, намерением, молитвой и должны?
Should the world work with internal actions, intentions, prayers, or is this something we need to teach them? Or they can be satisfied with psychological actions? Think about it, participate, such things.
They don't need to engage in any rituals. Any such actions, this is just nonsense. God forbid, none of it. We shouldn't teach them all kinds of things. We also don't do it. So where do you even take that from? I don't understand. What actions do you have today that we're doing and you have to pass it on to someone else besides the lesson? Where you ask and you get answers. I don't understand what it's about, even.
All the blows that we are feeling, the problem is the hate between people?
Yes, between us.
Yeah, because it's very clear online, on the internet, the hate that exists between everyone.
On our network, or?
No, the general internet, the hatred is something that stands out clearly. We keep running into it. We have to focus our writing on love or cover all transgressions, or what?
Yes, exactly.
Вы объяснили товарищу, что страх – это недостаток связи.
You explained to the friend that fear means lack of connection with the group. This is this the state of the bat?
I don't know about that. I'm not a biologist.
Veterinar.
Or.
ואני ממליץ לכם לא להתבלבל.
And I recommend you not to get confused.
מה שהוא אומר, אתה לב.
When he says bets,
זה an אדם.
It's a person who is not going to discover, towards discovering the light, the force of love and bestowal. Rather, in whatever he is, he thinks that this is light. That's called a bet.
Ita free.
Sì, Rab, da quanto ho capito, noi non dobbiamo dipendere dal piacere, ma nemmeno dobbiamo dipendere dal creatore. Dove trovare il nostro prossimo obiettivo?
From what I understood, we shouldn't depend on the pleasure, but also not depend on the creator. So what is the nearest goal to us?
Connection. We need connection. And this is why we need the creator.
Видеть за другими желания Творца, в этом заключается объединение.
To see the desire of the Creator behind the friends. Is this the, what the connection is about?
Видеть за другими желания
Творца. Yes.
To see behind the friends the desire of the Creator. Is this the meaning of connection?
That's half the work.
אתה אומר שהמחשבה הקטנה שלנו היא
באה. You say that our, even our smallest thought can replace bombs. So if our qualitative work is making changes in the work, in the world, why do we need dissemination?
Dissemination has no substitute. You have to disseminate because it's part of connection.
But you say that the qualitative work does all the changes.
Dissemination is part of connection. You cannot replace it by something else. Let's say you stop dissemination. By what will you connect the broken kelim?
So how can our thoughts replace bombs?
By you putting everything together, then what you do with the thought later actually becomes connected in corporeality.
I got it.
Того, что товарищ спрашивает про наше маленькое усилие в мыслях и пару.
Following the friend's question about our little efforts in the thought that they can replace the bombs, do we have such a power before the barrier or after?
Even before the barrier, already we can neutralize all of the evil, even before the barrier, the machsom.